The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now our next guest is going to talk about his new book, To Love a Dog, which might come as something of a surprise to those who remember his lectures in sociology in University College Dublin, or who have read books that he's written previously, such as Moral Monopoly, The Rise and Fall of the Catholic Church in Modern Ireland. Tom Inglis, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. Quite a shift to go from writing about the rise and fall of the Catholic Church to writing about To Love a Dog. Tell us why you've decided to write about your dog.
I was writing about things like the power of the Catholic Church in Ireland, about sex, the media, and globalization, and all things properly sociological. And then when my wife died about 15 years ago, I began to become more interested in emotions, and particularly love. And that was seen as the kind of the ground of psychology rather than sociology. But for me, being emotional is being part and parcel of being a social human being. So I began to write and think about emotions. I had been writing about honor and shame, but then I began to concentrate on love. And then I began to see that, when I was writing that memoir about my wife, Aileen, that, love had many different dimensions. I mean, yes, the love between two human beings is the most powerful and resonates with most of us. But I began to realize that a lot of people love their pets, and that, in fact, I was one of them. And then I began to realize that, the people had written about their pets and about their love for their pets. And in many ways, I think there is a category called dog lit, because I was astounded. I was astounded by the amount of books that there are out there.
Not just Marley and Me.
Well, yes, and many more. But for me, I was going to try and write about it in a more detached way. In other words, yes, I accepted that I loved Pepe, it was a different type of love than a love between two human beings. I mean, it's kind of an unequal. It seemed to me I was doing all the loving, and she was doing all the receiving. But that was okay. It was a kind of an unconditional love. But what it is that when we love somebody, we pour ourselves into them or into the dog. And so that becomes, if you like, an attachment. It becomes our love is invested in the dog. And, and you want to care and you want to look after and cherish this love object, because it has become, if you like, the residue or the vehicle by which you have loved.
There's a couple of things strike me there of the relationship. One, the immediate one that came to mind was the need for companionship, that perhaps if loneliness can be offset by the presence of a dog, even if the dog doesn't speak to you, the dog is still there and present. But the other thing that strikes me as well is, maybe is there a sort of a human need as well to have, if not someone, but something to be dependent on you, to almost give you a sort of a sense of having a value that somebody else relies on you?
Yes, that's why having a dog or a pet is a peculiar relationship, because it is one... our peculiar mixture of domination. The dog is dependent on you, and becomes, if you like, almost like a love slave. And yet there is affection. The dog has affection for you, and you have affection for the dog. It would be very. I wouldn't like to think of a human relationship in which was the equivalent of the relationship between a pet and its owner. But there are many pets and many dogs that dominate their owners, and the owner, in a way I felt like that towards the end with Pepe. I couldn't go to Dublin. I was constantly worrying and thinking about her, And I kept on asking myself, what's this all about? This is crazy. This dog is 17 and a half years old. And it is, you know, in a way dominating or controlling, you know, what I can do and what I can't do.
Has Pepe passed now?
Well, yeah, because I've got another dog. Missy arrived about, well, she's a year old on 1st September. And that's, of course, you know, something that I didn't think of doing immediately. It took me about a year and a half to get over Pepe. And indeed, I was kind of saying, no, I'm not going to get another dog. But then, you know, it's like it creeps up on you and there's nothing you can do. You know, this thing, got to have a dog, got to. And now that I'm back in it again, it's like, how did I ever leave it? I mean, like, that's crazy. I should have.
Tom, two things strike me as a result of that. One is, what sort of grief did you experience when you lost Pepe, given the sort of the dependency that had grown and given the void that she filled to a certain extent after your wife Aileen's death? And then how easy is it, or how do you compare the new dog with the dog that you had loved?
Yeah, it's well, first one, the grief I experienced after Pepe died was nothing compared to the grief after Aileen and my son Luke died. So they are incomparable. That's not to say that the loss reminded me of my loss for Aileen, and it reminded me of, if it was like I was afraid indeed, you know, to have Miss or Pepe put down, because I was afraid it would open up the floodgates of Luke's death and of Aileen's death. But so it was more in the context of their deaths that you know, Pepe's death became problematic. At the same time, I used to have these, you know, daily walks with Pepe. And, you know, they were part and parcel of everyday life. The house was, you know, full of her presence. It took, you know, if you like, a period of decompression or letting go of Pepe. But the idea of just going out and getting another dog, I couldn't have done it. After, you know, the previous dog prior to Pepe, it was about a year and a half before I felt up to, you know, the challenge of a new dog.
And to the challenge there of a younger dog, a puppy, where did you take on when you have gotten older in life? I mean, that's a new relationship as well that has to be established. And do you end up then comparing the new dog to the old dog and going, oh, this is tougher than it used to be, or whatever?
Yes and no. In that, being with a dog, the dog overwhelms you in the sense, and a new puppy was a completely, okay, I was clearing up pee and poo. To the same extent I was doing that with Pepe. But there was this prospect of a new life, and there was this hunger for life and excitement about life and a delight in life. And that's one of the huge things that a dog does, is that it lives in an enchanted, magical world. And you feel like in following it, you realize, you know, the beauty of life, of living in the moment, of just the huge pleasure and excitement about being alive. And that's what a dog, you know, can do for you. It kind of forces you to let go of your desire, you know, to master and control, to get on, to be successful, to achieve things, to do things. You know, dogs just be, and so that they remind you of the pleasure of just being. So Missy did that, you know, and she's still doing it, driving me mad. I mean, because, you know, she thinks this idea of discipline is a game. You know, why would you be bothered obeying your master? That's crazy. Anyway, she's still enchanting me and she's still delighting me.
Which is lovely. I actually have to ask you, I know that you had lost your wife, Aileen, to cancer back in 2005. Yeah. You mentioned your son, Luke. How long ago did he die? And what age was he when he died?
87, yeah. And That was, you know, like all bolts from the blue, you know, he was a happy bouncing 10-month-old child, and then he fell down the stairs, and it, you know, just transformed Aliens in my life. And yeah, she was a sculptress, and you know, it immediately changed what the type of art and the type of sculptures and drawings that she was doing. She had an exhibition based on it, and then you know, I started to write it. But then, you know, Aileen herself got ill, and yeah, grief is a most exquisite pain because it's so intense and so personal, and you know, other people move on and they share your grief for the first year or whatever, but then you live with it as a kind of a personal cross that nobody sees. But yeah, it's for me, it's an essential part of being alive to recognize and accept pain and loss and grief, but also to recognize and accept the beauty of life, the delight and excitement and pleasure that come from dogs, but also grandchildren and friends and family, and love. I mean, if grief doesn't tell you anything, it is the absolute importance of continuing to love, because if you don't love with grief, you'll just drown. But with love, you can survive. Yeah, absolutely.
Tom Inglis, thank you so much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM. The new book is called To Love a Dog.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.